So the learning today should be a schus le'ili nishmas adir chaver chaim elozer ben shemshon aryeh, as well as a schus le'ili nishmas of Yaakov Yosef ben Reb Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Should also be a schus for fu shleim of chaim Moshe shur b'malka chaim da b'min rachel and chanali abbas shein da rachel, as well as a schus for all those in a makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael, including Ezriel Baruch ben Penina and Daniel Shlomo ben Rosteka, who are currently serving. So we start now the Indian of Archim guests. And obviously the mitzvah of Hachnasas Archim on page 176. So he says like this, mitzvah Hachnasas Archim hi mitzvah rabba. The mitzvah of Hachnasas Archim is a very great mitzvah. Shemanu Aysa, Chazal included it or counted it, b'chlal devarim shadam oichel perasem ba'olam hazeh, v'akarin kayemis olam haba. That it benefits a person in both worlds, that there is a reward in this world, but at the same time there is a Keren, the principle, is also reserved for a person in Olam Haba, meaning that it's like a tree where you pick the fruit from a tree. If you pick an apple from a tree, that doesn't prevent the apple tree from next year producing more fruit. So what he's saying is you can get some fruit from your tree in Olam Haza, but it doesn't take away from the ultimate benefit that you get in Olam Haba. What is that benefit in this world? The benefit is the shalom that you bring between people, and that you have a sense of you have people who have your back, you have people who are grateful to you, and that is a benefit that you get in this world. He says, "Ashrei isha yuchal la'asaisa." Well, praiseworthy is the person who can do it properly. Because he has a large home. So if you have a very cramped space, let's say you have a two-bedroom apartment and you have four kids, there's no room for guests. Even if you would invite a guest in, they would not be comfortable. But if you have an opportunity where you have a large home and you have a guest room, and now the Archim can not only come to you, but they can be comfortable and be well taken care of, so now you're able to do the mitzvah at the highest level. Chesed Gadol Hu Oisei does a great kindness, Chesed Gigdal Erkoi. The significance of the chesed grows lefitzarech hamekabel, based on the need of the person who is receiving it, bedachkoi v'tzaroi, and based on his situation. So, to give you an example, if I want to go to, let's say, I want to go up to the country for Shabbos. So, I want to go up to the country for Shabbos, and I have a place to stay. I already have a place to stay, but you say you want to invite me. Now, if you don't invite me, nishkeferlich, I have another backup spot. So that's one. That's definitely a great mitzvah. However, if I, let's say, am traveling up to the mountains and I want to get to a certain bungalow colony, and chalila v'chas, Shabbos comes and a person doesn't make it, and now your mamash don't have a place to stay, so now the mitzvah is even greater. Because now it's not like someone who has options, you have no options. So the greater, that's what he means. The greatness of the mitzvah depends on the recipient. If the recipient is really stuck, if you see someone in shul Friday night who doesn't have a place to eat, and you chop him up in shul and you invite him to your house, that's very different than inviting someone on a Wednesday to come and stay by you for Shabbos, where they could stay home and they could also have Shabbos at home. And he adds that you're also relieving the stress that the person has of what is he going to do. In other words, if you save a person, let's say a person travels. Okay, let's say I go to Florida. Okay, I just got back from Florida. Let's say I go to Florida. I land in Florida. And now, for whatever reason, I can't stay where I was going to stay. And I don't have a place to stay. So I'm traveling. I have a family there. And that's a lot of stress. What am I going to do? Where am I going to stay? What am I going to eat? When you swoop in and invite that person, so now you're relieving that stress. Now, all that sar that you save that person, that's part of your schar. So it's an even greater schar than, say, again, you invite someone on the Wednesday before Shabbos to come to your house. Certainly that's a mitzvah, but that's not as great of a mitzvah as if you help someone in a real, someone in a sticky bind. If a guest visits a city who's poor, he can't afford to pay for a hotel. I don't know exactly who this is, but he says someone who it's not a covetic for them to stay in a hotel. Shame, maybe in his days, I guess this was not considered a nice thing. Or shame, Mali Nimsa Be'er, or he doesn't have a, let's say, a kosher hotel, or he doesn't have a hotel with access to kosher food in that city. Basically, that guy is going to be up a creek if he doesn't have someone to take him into his home. But who ger baretz nachriya, he's basically like a ger in a foreign land. Ana yifne le'ezra, where will he turn for help? V'chi yimtza ish ma'asef oisai. And suddenly he finds someone who takes him in. Chaya yichya mamish, that person literally gave him life. V'lachin le'mitzvah rabbi yichoshim, and that's why it's considered a great mitzvah. So we really have to put this in perspective. Why is the mitzvah of achnasas archim so great? Why? And we know it's such a great mitzvah, but we think about it. Why is that any different than 100 other mitzvahs that we might do during our day or during our week or during our life? And the answer is because this is considered giving someone life. You basically are providing for that person. You are stepping in for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you are providing for that person. It's like you're giving him life. So just like to save a person is a great mitzvah. Why? Because you're giving the person life. When you invite in an oirach who is stuck, you're also giving him life. That's why it's considered such a great mitzvah. Ulefi goydel ha-mitzvah. And based on the greatness of the mitzvah, kacha yas and nachas ruach liyitzrei, that's how much you provide nachas ruach, again, whatever that means. The kaviyachol, you please HaKadosh Baruch Hu by fulfilling it. Uba b'scharei, and therefore the reward is that much greater. B'lachin, therefore, oil ha'ireach yekal be'enav. This burden of hosting should be something very light in our eyes. V'al yizba v'lo yibo, you should bear it, when it both in terms of time, cost, and effort, and don't allow yourself to basically wither, avoid these types of situations or lose your enthusiasm for doing it. Ashrei ish oyves Hashem, praiseworthy is the person who loves Hashem. Lefi roiv ha'ava ein tercha. Due to this love that you have for Hashem, it's not a bother. And when you have an opportunity to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so money is no object. What are you going to say? The costs involved? Who cares about the cost when I have an opportunity to go and please HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, if you have Lahavdil, but if you have an opportunity to visit the president, but it's going to cost you and you'll be able to plead your case and get whatever help and assistance you need, you're not going to worry so much about the cost. Because you're going to say, you look at the benefits that I'm about to receive. So, lahavdil elef alfei avdalos, but again, I'm just using that to give us perspective a little bit. When we have the opportunity to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so now money should not be relevant, and burden and tsar and annoyance should not come in the way of being able to get, when given this opportunity, when we see this opportunity, the mamash gives. Is to give someone life when they are in a troubled situation.